USA Radio News.
After a full day of partisan bickering, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally got to deliver his opening statement.
As a nominee to the Supreme Court, I understand the responsibility I bear. Some 30 years ago, Judge Anthony Kennedy sat in this seat. He became one of the most consequential justices in American history. I served as his law clerk in 1993.
On Wednesday, U.S. trade representatives will sit down and meet with the Canadians once again to work out a deal to replace NAFTA. Former U.S. Ambassador to Canada David Wilkins says it's a good thing both sides are still negotiating.
Nobody's walking. They're still talking. They meet again tomorrow to begin negotiations. Now, the time limit is drawing nigh. We're in the last minute or so of the fourth quarter. We got to the end of September.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Pediatricians are pushing flu shots for all young children. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story and the new guidelines.
The new guidelines coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which says all kids 6 months and up should be getting flu shots as soon as possible, saying the flu virus is common and unpredictable and often causes serious complications in children, even in healthy ones. The CDC says last year's flu season was one of the most severe on record, putting thousands of American children in hospitals and nearly 180 of them died of flu-related causes. The CDC says of those, 80% had not gotten flu shots. The Academy makes its new recommendations in the journal Pediatrics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Terry Perry resigned as USA Gymnastics president today. This after many people felt she mishandled the Larry Nassar scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
As we await the August job numbers, the numbers could come out and tell us that unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 1969. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee talks about some of the other things that are going well regarding the economy.
Workers' wages are up, not down. People are getting bonuses and pay raises that they haven't had in a long time. We have the largest number of Americans working. Women have the best employment rates in 18 years. Minorities the best ever. We have a GDP that's on track to hit 3-4%.
Today, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed former Senator John Kyle to the late John McCain seat. Kyle spoke earlier about the appointment.
I am grateful for Governor Ducey's confidence in me and honored to accept this appointment. We're all saddened by the circumstances that required the appointment and appreciate that there was only one John McCain. John and I served the people of Arizona together for nearly 20 years. And in that spirit, along with Senator Flake, I will do my best to assure that Arizonans continue to be well represented in the U.S. Senate. The governor asked me to serve for the remainder of the term, and he's made some very convincing points. I've committed to serving at least through the second session of the 115th Congress. I do know I will not seek this seat in 2020 nor any other office in the future.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.